The House of Representatives today voted by 310 to 113 to allow pilots to carry guns in the cockpit on commercial flights. The Bush administration opposes arming the pilots, but the idea has gained bipartisan momentum in recent weeks as lawmakers have grown frustrated at the pace of improvements in airport security. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
Few expected the bill to arm commercial pilots to get this far, given the steadfast opposition of the Bush administration, the airlines, and key members of the Senate. But today on the House floor, the original sponsor, Alaska Republican Don Young, found himself addressing a supportive audience.
And I'd just like to ask my colleagues to think a moment, do you really think that 9-1-1 would have happened if our pilots had been armed as they should have been armed, as they were armed in up to 1984? Do you think that those terrorists would have had a chance if they knew those pilots would have been armed and the pilots were trained as they are under this bill?
Whether or not Young's colleagues agree that armed pilots could have prevented 9/11, nearly three-fourths of them voted to give the idea a try. Much of the afternoon's debate concerned a proposal to test the program on just 2% of the nation's pilots. That idea had been included in Young's bill in committee to attract the votes of those reluctant to have weapons on board every flight. But on the floor today, other lawmakers argued it made no sense to arm so few pilots. That's when the debate turned rowdy. Democrat Peter DeFazio of Oregon offered an amendment to arm every pilot who wants a gun.
Why should we at that point restrict to 2%, which would be known to every terrorist in the world, of the pilots, and on a daily basis, that would mean that less than one-half of 1% of the pilots flying would be armed because of the flight schedules they keep on a monthly basis. So if you're a terrorist intent on mayhem and your chances are 99.5 to 1 you're going to be successful, you might just take a chance.
DeFazio's amendment passed overwhelmingly, which means the final bill approved by the House today would arm any commercial pilot who passes a federal training course. Opponents ranged from liberals to conservatives. Even some lawmakers who typically support gun rights didn't support this bill to arm pilots. Vernon Ehlers is a Republican from Michigan.
We don't give the airlines a choice on whether their pilots, their employees, can carry guns on the airlines' planes. The federal government should non-mandate that a reluctant airline be required to allow one of its pilots to carry a firearm on board one of its planes.
The airline industry remains opposed to arming pilots. So does the Bush administration. Both worry about liability in the event of a shootout that harms passengers. The legislation faces an uncertain fate in the Senate, but even there, it's gaining momentum. Today, one of the most unlikely lawmakers to support any type of gun rights initiative declared support for arming pilots, Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California.
I have decided, after very long and careful thought, that until I am satisfied with the number of air marshals on commercial flights, this bill is a necessity. Indeed, it is a matter of life and death. Because if a plane is considered under the control of hijackers, it will be shot down by our military.
The bill has also picked up the support of flight attendants because it meets their biggest demands: wireless communications between the cabin and cockpit, and self-defense training for the attendants. Senator Ernest Hollings of South Carolina, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, which oversees aviation issues, has vowed never to let the bill get to the floor. But sponsors of the Senate legislation say they may find a way around Senator Hollings, perhaps by attaching their bill to unrelated legislation. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Washington.